This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
All right, I got two non-sports ones today, so I don't know if you guys have some sports ones, Texans related, but I got to get these two. One clarification, follow-up, and the other something off my chest. First confession is this. I ended up being actually kind of proud this weekend. I wasn't mad. I wasn't hurt. Had that chili cook-off with the boys. It was like 20 teams. It was pretty sweet. It was a nice event. And one of my sons beat me.
Ah!
Did he win the whole thing?
I think he was like fourth.
Okay. Okay.
That's real good.
And just ahead of me. Yeah, it was really good.
What son was it?
The middle one, BG.
Okay.
Yeah, he actually beat
your
me.
Favorite.
And I wasn't like, he was giving me a hard time. And I wasn't like, brother, rolling my eyes or whatever. Or man, I was actually kind of proud. That's good. Out of all those teams. And then the other son was behind me, so I did get to talk a little bit of track.
There you go. There you go. Did you get to taste their very
I tasted every one. Really just like a spoonful or two, because that's a lot of teams. And there was some really good ones. Mine was a venison chili. Did really well. His was a good old-fashioned homemade chili, but I think he did put something in there that was a little bit of more of an exotic meat. And Fritos, he had Fritos in his.
Okay, very good.
It's good.
So did you feel like it was the right decision by the judge?
Oh yeah, no, his was good.
Are you going to protest at all?
I mean, I thought mine was better, but I'm not going to say you were wrong for thinking his was better.
Now his middle son is his favorite son.
No, he is not.
I think I've heard that. Yeah.
No, he is not.
Now if the oldest son would have finished
first.
Then I've
been ticked off.
Yeah.
The oldest son is the one that bakes bread for hamburgers on a Wednesday, and he's a really good cook. I mean, he's nuts.
Mm. Damn.
Now I'm hungry.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to have to eat my snack after
this.
There
we go.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I like to think that I'm like a fairly, I don't know. This is going to sound real pretentious. My bad. Advanced partaker in sports in a lot of ways. At least I try to be.
I can confirm.
I try to be.
That's not being braggadocious.
I mean, it is. We can acknowledge that it is.
But I can confirm.
I try to kind of appreciate
dude watches everything
at a relatively high level.
Yeah.
Where all the volumes are up.
Yeah.
I've actually walked that back a little bit.
Yeah,
I watched that a little bit right now.
Psychotic.
That's right when I'm really in my zone. Yeah. When I'm really buzzing, I can do that. But
Liverpool beat Chelsea.
I actually didn't watch that one.
Come on, man.
I haven't been on my Premier League in the way that I should. But I try to appreciate the sports at a high level. Except I watched this boxing on Amazon Prime.
I did not. The
PBC. Tim Zhu took an L, and he was just out here not protecting himself, get hit. And you know what? Enough of the beautiful science of, you know, like boxing and seeing like, oh, good protection.
The sport of kings.
He was just out here getting Homer Simpson'd up. You remember that episode?
Homer Simpson
was just eating him.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed that way more than I'd like to admit. Like, he was just out here getting pieced up. And of course, I understand CTE and all those things, right? I want to make sure that I acknowledge that. However, just watching the dude get pieced up, still fun. Still fun. I hate to admit it, but
still
it is.
Fun.
Still fun. I feel bad. I should probably acknowledge old boy that won the boxing match.
Yeah.
But I just keep remembering.
Figure you watched it. Who won?
I ain't watching.
Yeah, no, he was busy. That's why. Otherwise, he would have watched it. Yeah. But yeah, yeah. Murtazelov, I believe, is his name. Yeah, old boy won the fight. He was just piecing Tim Zhu up. I felt bad. Except I didn't. It was enjoyable.
Yeah.
Watch this. these are my confessions.
So, you brung it up. I was a little busy on Friday and pretty much this whole damn weekend. But, I had a chance to be a loophole, man. I was listening as I was moving and finishing up packing and all that stuff on Friday. And I got to confess, I think Reggie mentioned this during his confession about offering to help me.
Yes.
I got to confess, man, I almost tried to call you out a little bit. I was, when you mentioned, like, hey, if you need me for anything, let me know. I started to say, yeah, I actually do.
You should have. Yeah,
I would have.
I was just going to do that.
But it would have been guilt.
No, I legitimately would. Because I told you, I meant it. It just sounded like, oh, yeah, no, that probably didn't sound as good. I would have pulled up.
Yeah, I was about to do that just to kind of pull your string a little bit. Because I usually don't ask anybody for help or nothing.
Legitimately,
like that.
All I went to do is I pulled up to East River 9 where the boys was broadcasting. I talked to them a little bit, and then I went and hit a bucket of balls. I would have pulled up.
Yeah.
But I started to just do it like, yeah, you know what? I need some help moving this refrigerator in the stove. So, yeah, I definitely need some help.
Yeah.
That was one of my confessions. The other one is related. I was listening during the mixtape, which sounded kind of good.
It sounded great.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if you just want to take some days off, you can.
Yeah.
I might. I'm start doing that. But Lopez, it was the last one, and you was kind of snickering a little bit too much. I'm like, what is he?
What was that?
So it was my last topic, and I brung up the getting girls flowers more often.
Okay.
And I couldn't really hear what you were saying, but you sounded a little snarky on there.
I'm sure I did.
I'm like, what is that?
He's like, yes, but you're still not being specific.
Yeah,
enough.
So I'm like, do we have a problem with me saying I feel like that's a, I guess a thing that people don't really do as much as they should?
Yeah.
As giving their girls flowers on a random Tuesday or something like that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what is he, like, what's his issue with that? You never got to it.
Yeah.
Because y'all start getting into other stuff.
You're setting a bad precedent.
Oh, wow. That's really nasty business.
You're setting a bad precedent.
That's all.
Yeah. That's all I got.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I know I shouldn't judge people on this because there's always extenuating circumstances, but 100% of the time, I judge people on this. I came across a post today, and we've all seen them. Hey, I'm moving to Dallas, I think is what she was posting. She posted, I need to unfortunately let someone have my dog. I need to give up my dog for adoption. You do not ever really need to give up your. I always judge them. I always judge people. Hey, I'm moving. Need to give up my. You know, my dog can't go with me. I need to give up my dog for adoption. I know there are extenuating circumstances, and I'm probably wrong. But when I see that, I'm like, you just don't want your damn dog. You know, you are that dog's entire life. All they want to do is be with you. They don't care where. They don't care where. They don't care. I mean, we see homeless people that treat dogs like kings and queens, you know? And I hate when people give up their dogs after 2, 3, 4, 5 years or more. Say, yeah, I'm moving. That just tells me that you are not a good dog parent. And maybe you should, but it's just those dogs, it just makes me sick for those dogs.
I feel bad because as soon as he said, they want to be with you, I'm just in the Jungle Book right now.
All they want to do is be with you.
That's all I got for you. I don't have any analysis on what you said.
I always judge people I got to give up my dog.
Right. I'm not a pet owner. I've never been a pet owner.
But you're in the Jungle Book.
Right now I'm just bouncing along with Baloo at this point, brother. You said the right words.
Yeah, I think honestly, outside of the unusual circumstances, I kind of agree with you on that, man.
Yeah.
Because the times I seen people, it wasn't nothing crazy
I'm
going on.
I'm moving to Dallas. I got to give up my dog. Your dog don't care.
To me, unless it's a situation where
the landlord might though.
Yeah, go find
in this economy.
Find a place with a pet friendly. That's not that hard.
And also I think if like they're moving with somebody or something like that, and it's
allergies, it's
certain situations where you could be like, all right, I kind of understand, but some people just be tired of taking care of.
Exactly. And that's why I judge them.
Yeah, so that one, I'm with you on.
Mm-hmm. Watch this. Still in the Jungle Book over here.
I want to walk like you. Yeah. Talk like you. All right, anyways. Another way that I realized I'm not a good person, sports edition, is watching WNBA finals. That's not the reason, but I understand why someone might think that. And Sabrina Ionescu pulled a 1-for-19.
I seen that, man.
Yeah.
She made one shot out of 19, and they had the audacity to interview her after the championship. And like, okay, here's the thing. I understand if you are the person that shot the 1-for-19 and they call you up, it's kind of tough, man. You kind of just got to be shameless about it. However, how do you... Like, we need to put this person front and center. Yeah. When they had an abysmal game and they were carried by other people. That's nasty work, man. I'll never get behind that, man. You give me a 1-for-19. Like, I am simultaneously shameless
just
enough to be like, I'll be the first one to try and carry the trophy. I get it, right? But on the other side, I'm like, yo, you can't do that. just got carried by everybody else.
I seen that stat line, and I ain't want to judge because...
I judge.
Maybe she was doing other stuff in the game.
She
that
wasn't
mattered.
That much.
But I'm like, man, that was rough. That was rough.
She really took after her.
I know she had the post-game interview.
Yeah, man. The crazy thing was Holly Rowe of ESPN. She interviewed Jonquel Jones, who was the MVP. Mm-hmm. Who else did she interview? She interviewed someone else. I think she might have interviewed Stewie, who also didn't have necessarily an incredible game, but she made the free throws that took him to overtime and all those things. Maybe okay. Then she was like, I'd like to shout out all these other people that did good, and now talk to Sabrina and Ask. And I was like, that's nasty. Man. You could have just talked to them. Talk to the other people that won the game instead of the 1-for-19. That's crazy. She really loved Kobe, huh? She really loved Kobe. Yeah. She's like, 1-for-19 keeps you.
Man. Watch this. These are my confessions. I can't lie, man. I had secondhand embarrassment, man, looking at Stephon Diggs.
Oh.
Pre-game and that scuffle and all that stuff. That wasn't a problem, but you got to back that up, man.
Yep.
Pause. You got to back that up, man. I don't want to call him a no-show, but
23 yards.
Doing all that woofing and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And not doing anything on the field, and then post game, you still kind of chirping a little bit.
That's the part that got me.
That was the part I felt a little embarrassed because it's not like it was a division game where you have to see him again and you could have a bounce. That's it, man. Mm-hmm. I don't know the next time you're gonna play Green Bay or play that dude,
Alexander.
And now, man, I just felt embarrassed. I'm like,
I think you're right.
You're blaming Steph for that, though? I mean, he got his 7 targets, brought down 5 of them, and it just felt like there wasn't a lot of opportunity.
What a big play, 23 yards, man.
I just think all that woofing and chirping.
Wasn't it?
He had one 17-yard play, though.
Okay. It was a good play.
My question is, do you feel like Alexander had a good game against him?
Alexander won the match.
Did he win the match?
He traveled with him a little bit. I don't know if it was the whole game. I'd have to go back and look.
That's actually a good point. I'll need to go back and
look. He traveled with him a little bit. He won the matchup. He got in his head early. I thought, to add on to what you said, I thought it got the Texans sort of riled up. I don't know if out of sorts is fair, but riled up where other guys were mixing it up and the Packers.
I kind of like the energy that the Texans brought. Yeah. Even CJ got out there kind of jawing for a good, moment after a run. He's just out there talking to them boys.
I like that part of it, but you gotta ball out if you're doing all that, man.
Yeah.
And I understand, you know, if y'all both are balling out and, you know, the Texans
just a good game and you're going
just
at
so happen to lose. Like, I get that, but. Man, I'm sure he's probably bragging right now. Man, look at this little boy or whatever he called him.
Yeah. Jair Alexander, mind you, did not even talk after the game. He denied talking to media after a game.
Mm-hmm. Man, so I had secondhand embarrassment right there, man.
That was tough. I don't know if I went that far, but I didn't love him, you know, in the after. Like, I'm not running from nobody. I'm like, I understand the point, but it just feels like it didn't fit the tone necessarily. I might be picking nits. Mm-hmm. But there you go. Here we go. You are in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610 on a Shop is John Deere reaction.
A lot of dog lovers out here.
Monday. There are a lot of dog lovers.
God bless
humans. I will chuckle at someone who was clearly making a joke. I want to say that up front, but said, Lopez, you're right. Well, I'm moving. I can't take my 20-year-old son with me. LOL. So
you want me to adopt your 20-year-old
son?
That's
right. That's right. And I think Lopez's first question, can he make chili? That's exactly right.
The pressure's on.
Uh-huh. All right. Coming up next, let's see what's happening around the AFC South as it's becoming a little bit more relevant again after your Texans fall 24-22. We'll go around the AFC South rather next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.